Passport to Texas from Texas Parks and Wildlife and the Sport Fish and Wildlife Restoration Program. While not everyone is a hunter, it appears the majority of Americans support the activity.
We just learned the other day of a new survey that showed that the number of people who endorse or support hunting has grown.
Mike Berger is director of wildlife at Texas Parks and Wildlife.
Around 80% of all Americans support the activity of hunting as we know it today. Obviously, many of those are not hunters and don't engage in hunting, so that's as high a support level as has ever been measured anyway through polls. So that's encouraging that there is a great deal of support out there for hunting in the general public.
Berger says this non-hunter support of hunting may be the result of outreach efforts by parks and wildlife and habitat conservation organizations.
When we maintain the habitat, we do it for all wildlife. We're not just looking at the game species, and that's of benefit to everyone, whether they are hunters or not. If they enjoy the outdoors or get outdoors, they benefit.
Learn more about hunting and habitat conservation on the Texas Parks and Wildlife website. That's our show, supported by the Sport Fish and Wildlife Restoration Program, funded by your purchase of fishing and hunting equipment and motorboat fuels. For Texas Parks and Wildlife, I'm Cecilia Nasty.